Here we go again. This is Nicole.
And Emma.
And this is Backwoods Murder Podcast. If you would like to find us on social medias.
Our Instagram is Backwoods Murder. Our Facebook is Backwoods Murder Podcast. And our email is going to be backwoodsmurderpodcast@gmail.com.
All right. And we're back about Fred. And this is going to be the last one, even if we don't finish it, because I'm done with him. Done. And this is Fred and Rose.
Yes. And all their murder victims.
All right, let's jump into this.
So our first murder victim was Ann McFall. That was the nanny to the kids.
That he was in love with.
Yes.
His little angel.
And then we had Charmaine, his stepdaughter. And then Rena, the mother of Charmaine and Anna.
Which he murdered.
Anna Marie.
He had sex with her first, though.
Yes.
Twice. Supposedly.
And then Linda Gao. I didn't find anything on her, really. I couldn't find her age. I couldn't find anything.
Yeah.
But Carol Ann Cooper was 15, and her body was found 2 decades later. And along with Lucy Partington, she was 21, and her body was found 20 years later. And then there was Therese, she was 21. There was Shirley Hubbard, she was 15. Junita Mott, she was 18. Shirley Robinson was supposedly having an affair with Fred, and when she was killed...
That was his reasoning, right?
I think so. And when she was killed, she was carrying his child.
Oh. Oh, that is right.
Yes.
Because she lived with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, okay.
And Allison Chambers, she was 16, and her body was found years later. It didn't say how many years. And then there was Heather West, their Rose and Fred's first daughter, and her body was found under the patio.
I think a lot of bodies were found there.
Yes, most of the bodies were found under the patio and in the garden.
And then there was another, like, Rena was found in, like, a park area.
Yeah.
Near his parents' house.
Yeah, weird spots.
So we don't know when Fred, so we don't know if that's all his victims.
Well, Fred was charged with 12 murders, all the people I list, but he claimed he killed more, but he took his own life before he could even get his jail sentence.
Of course he did, because, I mean, why wouldn't you?
Easy way out.
Yeah. Coward!
But on the other hand, Rose was convicted of 10 murders, but she continues to plea her innocence. Because she tried to blame everything on Fred.
They went back and forth. So Fred tried to, like, keep her out of it and be like, oh, Rena had no idea. I murdered them so Rena wouldn't find out.
Rena? It's
not
Rose.
Rena. I mean, Rose. Sorry. Rose. But technically, I think Rose is the one that actually murdered Charmaine.
Yes. When Fred was in jail for 10 months for petty theft.
Yes.
And she murdered Charmaine during that time.
Right, and they figured that out. So she is not a good person.
No.
At all. So I wouldn't be surprised if they both just had, like, this fucking thing about having sex, murder, and getting off on it.
So after Rena, Linda Gao was not actually their very first. That was a stranger.
Oh.
So this girl named Caroline Owens was the very first young woman. She was attacked and raped, but she managed to flee and went straight to the police, but she was so humiliated by what happened that she wouldn't agree to give any evidence.
So she wouldn't do the rape kit.
Exactly. So, basically, Fred and Rose were just charged with indecent assault. And that's when the turning point came on that they needed to realize that...
Or they realized they needed to start killing
them. They needed to not let anybody out of this basement. And they killed everybody that they got. So that's how they silenced all their victims. Is they just off with their head. Off with their body parts.
What would they do to them? They would cut their heads off.
They would cut all sorts of body parts off. Yes. They would cut arms, legs, feet, hands, because
they wanted
fingers.
Them to fit in a small hole.
Yes.
So, in
so
their...
instead of digging a grave, they were digging a hole for, like, who knows what.
Right.
Like, the size of a 5-gallon bucket.
Well, I don't... It had to be a little bigger than that, you'd
like
think.
Like, 2 5-gallon buckets, because the torso...
Yeah.
And then the legs on the side, and then the arms on the other side, and then the head right on top.
Right.
Fill it
so
right
this
up.
Is their house that they bought, and they were so proud of this house. And he worked tirelessly in the basement to make it. I think it was two or three rooms.
Yes, it was 3 rooms.
One was his torture sex room. Mm-hmm. One was, what was it? And it be the kids' playroom.
Yes, that's disgusting. Could you imagine being a kid and accidentally wandering into the next door room and seeing a torture sex room?
Yeah, and there was like, so it got to the point, our son-like father, because he got to the point where Anne Marie become of age, and it wasn't him that tortured, it was Rose. Rose was known for shoving ginormous, she was 12 or something crazy young, and she would shove ginormous dildos inside of her, just, and then stomp it in. Like, who does that? And Fred was there!
Yeah. It blows my mind. One of the masks that they had, when I say mask, it's not like a COVID mask, no. This is a mask that only had 2 holes for their nose. So they could breathe, but they couldn't see or hear anything.
So this daughter and father thing continued for a long time.
Yeah.
So technically Rose took her virginity.
Yeah.
And tortured her. Where her father would start bringing her to work, and that he had a mattress in the van, and he made love to her. Where Rose was very aggressive with, like, torture. And to the point where they would leave her there for hours on this makeshift thing that spreads your legs and...
On, Color Me Dead podcast... We were listening to it in the kitchen as Brian's making dinner.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And all of a sudden, I hear, I forget the names and everything. I was kind of spacing out, talking with Brian. And all of a sudden, I hear from my phone, Rose would open their legs and Fred would grab a leather belt.
No, Rose did.
Rose opened her legs.
No, Rose would beat their vagina with a leather belt.
Ouch.
I don't know, maybe some people are into that, but I'm not. So, either way, we break it down, these people are monsters.
It's like a horrible sex movie.
I don't even, it's okay. I
think about it.
It's not a sex movie, that's like a horror movie.
Like a horror sex movie. Like something like that weird foot fetish dudes would watch. Is it just me that thinks this?
I swear,
there's got to be something out there like this.
Yeah, there's bondage.
Yeah.
But not to, you're going to cut their heads off. And
right, but I feel like there's somebody out there that would watch this and get off to it.
Oh, God.
Think about it. There's some fucking weird people.
Ew. I mean, I love a little hair pulling and slapping asses, but,
You don't want to cut their heads off?
No, I'm all set with getting my head cut off. Hey, just pull my hair, slap my ass, call me a dirty little whore. But that's okay. Just don't cut my head off and slap my vagina with a freaking leather belt. What? Come here. Let me spread them.
That would hurt so bad.
Oh, I'm clenching my vagina right now. I'm like, eh, go hide. Little turtle. Hide. Franklin needs to hide.
Franklin?
That's my turtle name. It's a personal thing. We won't talk about that. Turtle, turtle, turtle!
Franklin? Speaking of turtles, so we were in, not Walmart, we were in Market Basket. And I look over and this girl's walking really weird. So I pointed it out to my parents and my dad's like, maybe she has a turtle head coming out. You never know.
Oh my God.
In the middle of Market Basket. He's like, maybe she has to poop and maybe her turtle head's coming out. I'm like, oh my God. He's like, maybe she's dotting the cotton. I'm like,
dotting the cotton?
Dotting the cotton.
Did you ask if that's what he does all the whole lot?
No, I don't want to know about his pooping habits.
I know about everybody's pooping habits in this house.
I don't know about any of... I know my brother can clog up the toilet real nasty, and then he'll just walk away.
Ew!
And then I have to call him downstairs, Wyatt, come unclog the frickin' toilet. Yeah, that's...
My favorite is...
He needs to learn how to use a plunger, too.
My favorite is, like, boys use their penis like hoses, and they just kind of go, especially in the morning. And like, I'm like, go in the bathroom, like, God, it fucking stinks in here. And I know it ain't me, because listen, I sit down to pee like every normal person with a vagina. But these motherfuckers sit there with their dingling and play freaking jump rope or something. Wee, 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 helicopter penis. I don't know, but they piss everywhere. I don't get it. So that I actually made it a point. I'm like, listen, if you can't aim your penis, sit on the toilet, because I'm done cleaning the fucking urine around my toilet. The worst is when you go to sit down and your ass gets wet.
See, when I sit down on your toilet, it's because the dogs fucking drank out of the toilet.
Are you sure, though?
Yes, I'm positive.
Are you positive?
Yes, because I've watched Moxie come out of the bathroom and drip water all over the floor.
Yeah, my dogs like to drink out of the toilet, and most people would be like, ew, but I got 14 dogs.
We're not going to complain.
It's an ever-ending supply of fresh water, because, like I said, well, you know, besides the urine on the side of the toilet, but whatever, you know.
But yes, I am 99% positive it is water from the dogs drinking out of the toilet.
Ooh, you want to know what my other favorite thing is? Cole? That kid can poop. A clean poop. He never has to wipe his ass. I don't know if he...
I remember you talking about this.
I don't know how he does it. His underwear never got shit stains. It's like he spreads his butt cheeks and goes, and just pushes that sucker out.
I don't understand how he can feel comfortable not wiping.
Well, he is a little boy.
This is true. He's going through puberty. He doesn't understand the concept of deodorant, so.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's bad.
Draven was like that, too. He loves showers. He takes a shit ton of showers, but what is he doing in the shower? I'm not sure. Probably not really. He's really scrubbing his nubbin. What?
Ugh.
Wanna go take a shower now? Oh. Listen, I am a woman in a house with three boys.
My brother, oh my gosh, he does it in the living room.
What? Ew! I hope he's not. No! No! I did not want to know this. How do you know this?
Because I've walked in on him several times, Nicole.
Why the living room?
I'm like, you have a freaking bedroom. Do it in your fucking bedroom. It's like, I don't know. The bathroom. We have a bathroom. The door closes and everything.
Oh my God, I'm horrified right now. Oh, I'm pretty sure Cole does it in his little man dungeon in the basement. Not a sex dungeon, no. This is Cole's man basement.
It smells like boy.
Yep, and he has his nice couch and his rats and his TV and his PlayStation. It's real dark because he shuts all the lights off and he plays games. It's very, very awkward.
I went down there one day to look for paper towels. I look over and there's an array of cups.
You're telling me. He all of a sudden, like, I just get the dishes out of the sink, and this little motherfucker comes upstairs with a pile of dishes. A pile. It fills my freaking sink. And I was like, why can you not bring your dishes up from your dungeon? Like, every day, at least once a day, just bring your dishes up. Apparently, see, that was once a day.
See, my dad, he does dish inventory now. Because me and my brother eat in our room, and I've been pretty good recently on bringing my dishes down. But my brother doesn't. So, he'll yell up the stairs, "I need 2 more bowls, 3 little plates, and 1 big plate. And all the silverware."
He knows what's missing. Oh,
he knows what's missing.
Oh, Lord.
And it was, I am so ready for my dad to call up the stairs. "I am missing a big plate." Because I know damn well where that plate is.
Where is it?
It's under Wyatt's pile of clothes in pieces.
He broke it?
He left food on it and left it on his table. And he went to bed. And the dogs came in. They're like, "Oh, free snacks." And they knocked it on the ground and they shattered it.
And then he just put his clothes over it?
And then he picked it up and he shoved it under his little pile of clothes on his table.
Why did he just throw it away?
Because my parents were home.
So it's a dish. If you break a dish, I mean, it's just a dish.
See, it was one of my mom's good plates. Oh. Now we buy plates from the dollar store because that happens so often.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know how we get off topic, but we really went... Woo! But maybe that's why people listen to us, because we just kind of
hear about our interesting lives.
Oh, yeah. Or, like, so, like I said, I'm a farmer in previous casts. So, we butcher rabbits for meat and sell it to restaurants, whatever. So, I don't like to waste anything, if you haven't noticed.
Oh, I'm aware.
So I froze all of the furs, and at one point I'm like, I'm gonna ship these furs out, I'm gonna get them all tanned, I'm gonna make a blanket out of them. Yeah, well, and then I find out it's like $25 a hide, and I have like 250 hides. So here I am. Fleshing rabbit skins and salting them, and then going to tan them myself. Wish me luck, because it's a process, and I cut the shit out. Look at all the cuts on my hand.
That's your own fault. Sorry, but
go fuck it. Fuck yourself. Because I'm sitting here trying to flesh a fucking hide. Who knew? Fleshing a hide. What is a fleshing a hide? Do you know what fleshing a hide is?
Yeah, you're pulling the excess flesh off the hide. Sheesh. You just have the letter. Leather.
The letter?
Letter.
You just gotta have the letter.
La 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 la.
I think somebody should have done that to Fred.
Oh, yeah. By the way, my dad doesn't know anybody that has a fleshy knife, but he says you shouldn't need to flesh rabbits. They have very thin skin, and you could use a regular knife.
Interesting. If anybody knows how to tan hides, or would like to take my hides for cheaper than $10 a hide, I would totally do that. Let me know. Not that anybody on here listens to us knows how to do any of this.
Yeah, I was gonna say, who the hell is listening to a murder podcast that's gonna say, "I know how to tan a hide"?
Well, you never know. You never do know. Anyways, so the moral of the story of Fred and Rose, Fred's fucked, Rose is even fucked her. That's not a word.
That's not a word. Even more fucked.
I wanted to, like, shorten it. I'm a fucked-a. Can you shorten that?
You just sound like a retard.
Well, you sound like a retard all the time.
Yeah, but at least I acknowledge it.
I don't sound like a retard! Okay, that was me. Anyway, so the moral of the story is Fred's fucked, she's fucked, everybody's fucked.
They all
need
some mental help.
And Fred killed himself in jail. Yep.
Killed himself right before his trial.
And Rose, well,
she's still in jail.
Hopefully she'll stay there forever. And
oh, she is.
And hopefully she gets some bottles shoved up her hoo-ha and some leather belt. Oh, they don't have leather belts.
Nope. They have bed sheets.
What, are you going to whack her vagina with a bed sheet? I don't think that'll hurt.
Actually.
If you twist it.
Twist that motherfucker right up and whip it.
Whip it right into a cooter. Fucking cooter biscuits. Everybody loves a little cooter biscuit. You have to do that. Because it's like spitting out the little seeds from your cooter.
That's disgusting.
You know, like.
What the fuck are these?
Those are knitting needles because I actually knit.
I was in class today and my teacher said that there was a call one day while she was on vacation. And this old lady fell.
Oh, God. Got a knitting needle?
She fell on top of her basket of knitting needles. And they had to cut the basket, and when they pulled her up, she had 7 knitting needles in her torso. She tripped over her rug and fell on top of the
knitting needles.
Knitting needles.
Yeah, these can be pretty sharp. You know, I've knitted a lot of things. Oh, Draven, I knitted Draven socks, and he was so proud of the socks I knitted him. He wore them forever. I don't know what this thing is. Is a pink vagina sleeve? I'm not really sure.
Pink vagina sleeve.
It's a little.
You have multiplication pocket flashcards.
That was for Cole. Actually, it might have been for Draven. But we never really used them because I'm a dink.
It's fine. My mom bought all sorts of homeschooling stuff and we never used it. What is this?
That's another one. Sorry, going through my drawer.
What is this?
I'm looking for, I need to find my, oh, there's the stud for my nose ring, but I don't know where, I don't think it'll fit anymore. I lost my ring. Ow! Don't do that at home, folks.
I honestly, my mom said, well, no, it's a correction. My dad said no to a nose ring.
Really?
I've done it myself.
Yeah, it's always fun. I did have a...
It doesn't hurt that bad.
Fuck you.
What?
It does hurt.
No, it doesn't. It just feels like a pinch. I did it with a safety pin.
You're retarded.
It worked, though.
Yeah. Did it get infected?
No.
How long did you have it for? 5 minutes? Till your dad got home?
No, well... They were at a fair. And me and my brother were home alone. I pierced my own nose the first night they were gone. So I had it for the entire weekend.
Oh, so 3 days?
It was a long weekend, so like 5.
Oh.
5 days. And I didn't get infected.
And then they come home, they're like, what is that pus bubble on your face?
It actually didn't get a pus bubble.
Well, they shouldn't, but doing it by yourself, you're lucky.
I don't know.
So that was the moral of this story. Sorry.
Don't pierce your own nose.
Well, you can.
Just, it's not recommended.
It's nothing is recommended from us. Please don't.
Do anything we do.
Yeah. It's not appropriate things. Not appropriate things.
They're really not.
Yeah.
What are we gonna do next?
We gotta figure out, what's next for Backwoods Murder Podcast. Tell me if you guys want more murder. Sorry, this got drawn out and,
Not bored.
We got so tired of the fuckery that this guy, like, the amount of BS that this guy has committed.
And gotten away with.
Yeah, for so long that, hello, how does that even happen? It should have never happened. So then we've just kind of like, okay, we're done with this asshole, and let's find something else to do. But obviously we had to finish it because we can't leave you guys hanging, and we actually didn't even give you all of the evidence or all of the information at all. We gave you probably 75% of it. And she's taking pictures.
I'm making an Instagram post. For recommendations.
Yes.
On what we should do next. So go comment on that.
Yes, please do. This is it. This is all I got. Yeah, I got nothing left. So 75% of the information is what we have at this point. We did not go to the 100% like most people because I just couldn't dig into it anymore. I just couldn't do it anymore.
My stomach couldn't
handle it. She's a pussy, but that's okay.
I'm not a pussy. It's just like...
Because you're 16, you can relate to half of these girls getting...
Yeah.
It's... Yes. Where me, on the other hand, I'm like, dumb bitch, don't pretend... Don't go for anybody... Oh, yes. And if you're riding on a bus or a train and somebody asks you to be a fucking nanny, say no! Just say no, people, because that's how we got 90% of his victims. Nanny. You want to be my nanny? Ask your people. You want to be my nanny? Nanny. So, this is it for now. Sorry for the long pause. I was trying to watch her type something on our Instagram. So follow us there. I don't get on there much. I'm
mostly on Instagram. She's mostly on Facebook.
Yes, I'm more of a Facebook person.
And I'm mostly on the email as well.
Have you gotten any emails?
Not by any of the viewers. I did that one guy.
Yep. So stay safe. Please don't go taking any nanny positions without having background checks done, please. Thank you very much. So, like I said, most of our information have come from the internet.
Could you imagine what they would do with, like, the nanny sites right now?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Like, think about it. Because, like, all these nanny sites are out there where you apply to be a nanny, and, like, these parents reach out to you to nanny their children, and you have no clue who they are.
I think they're they investigate their people first.
Right, but still.
Yeah, it's creepy as shit. Everybody that's gone to Fred and Rose's house has gone got disappeared. They done disappeared.
Under their patio and in the garden.
The damn garden. Anyways, like I said, follow us, like us, share us, love us, hate us.
And once again, our Instagram is Backwoods Murder.
And our Facebook is
Backwoods Murder Podcast. And our email is backwoodsmurderpodcast@gmail.com.
So check us out. The more people that do, the better we'll get. Because then we can get some better equipment and, like, actually some equipment to edit this stuff.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
We just freeball it here.
Yeah. We mess up and we stop the whole recording. We could be, like, 20 minutes in and we'll be like, you know what? It doesn't sound right. And we'll delete the entire thing and do it all over.
Yep. Not this one. This one, we're just letting go.
Yeah.
Balls to the walls. Free balling. Free camel toeing.
I've never actually gotten camel toe.
Me either. Or have I? Dun, dun, dun. Next week, we'll figure out what we're doing for the next podcast and let us know your thoughts and what you guys want to hear more about. Have a good night. Like I said, do not become a nanny without a background check, ladies.